The raven called out in a harsh monotone.
Ah, come in, Sicaris. Attend me. I will not slay you. We need counsel, my friend.
Sicaris had been avoiding her raven master for a while. Still, she had sought him out, knowing that all quarrels would be forgotten now in the face of the ultimate peril. She wriggled forward, staying at a safe distance.
Lord of Doomwhite, how can my humble counsel help? I am at your service.
There was an amount of water in the entrance tunnel, which had slopped in from the stream outside. Ballas laid his diseased head in it, trying to gain some temporary relief from the hot throbbing pain which raged through his senses. The giant reptile could neither smell the poisoned air wafting from the boiling sulphurous lake, nor visualize its immensity. Ballas lived in a world of pain, wrath, and madness. The cold water immersions were growing less effective as the infection from long-embedded hedgehog spines advanced, worsening rapidly. Truly, he could feel his once strong life starting to ebb. The snake held his blunt snout in the shallow trough of water. Only the desire for revenge on Corvus Scare and his creatures drove him onward, filling his crazed mind and occupying every waking moment. The narrow passage was completely blocked by the thick coils of ballast. From their vantage point above the entrance, the two watchers saw the end of the giant adder's tail slide out of sight into the hill. A thought struck Double.
If we could only collapse this lot in right now. Just think, Zeran, all Mossflower would be rid of that slimy monster, as well as Scared and his gang, eh?
The black otter shook her head ruefully.
Not ready, Double. Too much work yet.
Together they made their way back to Zeran's retreat beneath the stream bank ledge, where Double began kindling a small fire with flint and the otter's steel blade. He shrugged when the otter looked at him quizzically.
There's no need to hide away now. I don't think our enemies are looking to ambush us. They ain't in any position to attack any beast right now. Fetch your victuals out, mate. I'll cook us a nice late supper whilst we try to think up some sort of plan. What rations have you got there?
Zeran had very little. A withered section of comb honey, a few nuts and berries, and two big apples wrinkled but still edible. Double grinned at her encouragingly.
Us Gaussum are great cooks. I'll soon show you a trick or two. I'll borrow that blade of yours, if I might. You put more wood on the fire.
There was only stream water to drink, but Zeran was pleased with their friend's inventive cooking. They tucked into roasted apples filled with berries, nuts, and hot liquid honey, which Double had stuck on sharpened sticks. The young shrew nibbled away reflectively, posing the question.
Isn't there anything we can do to collapse that entrance in? Maybe I'll help you to dig so we'll get them quicker.
The otter licked honey from her paw.
No faster. Double only get in my way.
The young shrew humphed indignantly.
Sorry, I opened me mouth.
Zeran flashed him one of her rare smiles.
I did not mean to hurt you, friend.
Double sipped water from a rough clay bowl.
No, you didn't. No offence taken, mate. What?
Zeran held up a paw to silence him. Leaning toward the water, she listened carefully. Then Double heard the splash also. This was accompanied by a hollow bumping sound and two quarrelsome voices.
I told you to paddle on the other side. Now look what you've done.
What I've done, you puddle-headed Abbey Mouse. Didn't you ever learn to paddle?
Glup, yuck, no, didn't you?
Goblins don't need boats, so what's the blinking use of learning how to wave an oar around, eh?
Oh, stop moaning and give me your paw before you drown.
Me drown? Who do you think helped you to the bank?
Jumping into the water, Double began wading out to the main stream.
I know who that is. Come on, mate.
Bisky was on the bank, pulling a dripping Spingo up onto the rocks, when his paw slipped and she fell, splashing, back into the water. She floundered about, yelling,
Oh, didn't he ever teach you how to pull a beast out of the water at that blooming abbey? Eh? What? Let go! Get off me!
But the Black Otter lifted her, spluttering onto the bank.
I am Zaran, friend of Double. You're safe now. Stop shouting.